This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at chrisducker.com/Rainmaker.
This is Youpreneur FM, the official podcast of the Youpreneur Mastermind Community. A place where no entrepreneur gets left behind in their pursuit of building a business they can be proud of.
And now,
here's your host, serial entrepreneur and best-selling author,
Chris Ducker.
Well, hello there, my fellow Youpreneurs, and welcome to episode number 143 of Youpreneur FM. You are in the right place, the place to be. For all the info, the tips, the tactics, the techniques that you need to be able to build a business, a true, real, long-term, profitable business around your brand, your expertise, what you stand for. That is right. If you are either a blogger, podcaster, speaker, author, coach, expert of any kind that wants to build a business around what he or she does and does better than anyone, you truly are, like I said, in the right place. And today I've got a great, great session planned for you. My man, Omar Zenholm from Webinar Ninja is in the house. Anything with the word ninja in it, I just have that movie from the 80s. You guys remember this? Sakura Killers. If anybody remembers that movie, hashtag Sakura Killers at Chris Ducker. Let me know what you think of that. God, that film is gold back in the day. But anyway, Omar is in town to tell us all about how we can truly build that business of us, that business of you that I'm always talking about, with the power of webinars. We go through what you should and should not do on your first webinar, how you can overcome the stumbles that you might be anticipating when starting to webinar, and just why it's so darn important to continue to build your brand in this particular way, focusing on training and teaching people in a really, really worthwhile manner. I know you're going to enjoy the chat with Omar without a shadow of a doubt. Before we do that, a quick reminder, do not forget, anybody that signs up for youpreneur.com annual membership throughout the course of December will be getting not only access to all of our proprietary training content and our private forums, our two mastermind calls each month and all the rest of it, but you're also going to be getting a limited edition Youpreneur t-shirt, which are very quickly becoming hot property, I can tell you that right now. And as well as that, I'm going to be sending out a physical copy of my best-selling book, Virtual Freedom. And if you don't want a physical paperback copy, don't worry, I will send you a Kindle version instead. All you got to do is sign up for annual Youpreneur membership over at youpreneur.com. Let's start 2016 off right. Ladies and gents, I'd love for you to become a part of that inner circle of mine that I'm loving more than anything else. However, before we get into that, let's get into this chat with Omar. Smart guy, built Webinar Ninja as a SaaS product, as a software, as a service product, up out of the ground. An amazing story of just, you know what, fulfilling personal needs and then going ahead and fulfilling the needs and solving the problems for other people as a direct result. I know you're going to enjoy it and learn lots and lots. Here's myself and Omar chatting up a storm. So Omar, welcome to the show, my man.
Great to be here, man. It's awesome. I love just speaking to your crowd here, man.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we have quite, I'd say we've got a slightly more mature audience, the two of us, haven't we, in some way, shape, or form. Am I right in saying that?
I would agree with that. Yeah, mature in many ways.
Yeah, not just in gray hairs. Let's clarify that. But so I think there's going to be a lot of crossover here because I know that, you know, a lot of my audience here in Youpreneur FM, they're all about trying to, you know, get their head around this whole webinar thing, myself included, actually, because although I've been a guest on many webinars, I've only really just started using them very regularly as part of our bi-weekly mastermind calls inside of the Youpreneur membership. So I've kind of got my feet way wetter than they have been before in the past in the last few months. But up until that point, one of the reasons why I wouldn't do them before was because I was a little bit concerned about the tech, if I was going to screw it up, if I was going to come across like a bit of an amateur and all that sort of stuff. And I know that, you know, you've obviously been all over, you know, the webinar scene for quite some time. Obviously, Webinar Ninja, you created this amazing piece of software, which I'm now going to be utilizing going forward. And I wanted to not only A, introduce you to my audience, but also the software as well, because for me, it's become the most easiest, most intuitive webinar software that I've come across. And so let's break this down a little bit. What do you say?
That sounds great, man. And just we're off the bat, thanks, man. I'm going to record that for a rainy day. That's a great intro. But
there you go.
Yeah, it means a lot, really, because you know how hard it is to create a great product. And for us, it's been a great journey in building something that's easy to use and is effective.
So let me ask you this then. So when did this journey begin? I mean, you know, obviously you've had the $100 MBA and everything in the past, and he's still rocking with that now. But I mean, like, with Webinar Ninja, when did this come about? What was the catalyst?
It was about 2 years ago, actually. It was 2 years ago, and I was starting to do webinars, one, to promote the $100 MBA, as well as to our actual community, engaging with our community, doing like an office hours or like a mastermind like you do with the Upreneur group. And I was just really frustrated with the options out there. It was just really hard to create a webinar. It still kind of is, you know, because I would have to create a landing page using a landing page software, and then I would have to utilize my email marketing software to get the notifications right. And then I would have to get the video portion of it right as well. And then I would have to get my chat software from somewhere else. And all this stuff was like, you know, bill after bill, expense after expense. And none of this talk together was ever meant to integrate together. And it was just almost more trouble than it was worth. But I really liked the platform of the webinar, and probably comes from my teaching days. You know, a lot of people know that I started out in education. I was a teacher at the high school and university level. And I've been teaching all my life. That's really my bread and butter. And that's what I've been doing even now as an entrepreneur. And I just feel like if you could teach somebody something, if you can just have that light bulb moment happen for them, you can really earn their trust and you can really build credibility and become the authority in their minds. That's really all you need to concern yourself with. You don't have to be the authority, but you have to be the authority to the people that you speak to. And I just felt like webinars was the closest thing you can get to approximating, you know, that whole in-person live event or live workshop situation.
Right.
And I also love the fact that you can appeal to the masses. Like you can do a webinar and do it for 1,000 people. And you could just do it kind of once. You can use a recording later on. So I was just really kind of like intrigued by it because of my teaching background. So we started doing these webinars, but it was just so clunky and it was just so hard to do. And then if you miss one thing, you forget one thing, it's easy to kind of like fall on your face. So I just kind of got frustrated. So at the time, I know a bit of PHP myself, but I'm not an expert. So I just kind of slapped something together. I got a developer off freelancer.com to just help me out because I wanted to create just something I can use on my WordPress site. And at the time, when I first started, it was just a very dinky WordPress plugin. But I just started using this software that we created just for our own use so I can make it easy for me so everything is just in one place. And our users were asking us, what are you using for this webinar? I've never kind of seen this before. And I said, oh, it's just something that we slapped together and we just thought we'd use it. And then more and more users would start asking us, you know, well, can I buy it from you? Can I use that?
I love this.
And I was just like, what? I never even considered it because I'm in the education industry. I was creating courses and communities and helping people build businesses. And I just never thought of our business as a software business. And I just thought to myself, okay, what are the advantages? What are the disadvantages of having, you know, selling this thing? And as I'm debating this in my mind, the demand was growing. A lot of our members were asking us, come on, you know, how much you want for it? Whatever, like, I just want to use it. And I was just like, okay, let's just open this up to beta users. Cleaned up the software a little bit. You know, we added a few features. And I was like, okay, now that the public is using it, I need to make sure that, you know, it's up to snuff to some extent. It's nowhere near where it is today, but it was version, you know, 2 at the time. And we opened it up to beta users. And we said, we're only going to accept 150 people because we wanted to make sure that we can support them, like with customer support and make sure that they were successful with the software. And we sold that in 2 days. So we were just like, okay, close the doors. It was almost like I was a little bit nervous because it's very successful very quickly. And I was just like, okay, let's get these users using it. I you know, I was personally talking to each one, finding out what they like about it, what they don't like about it. Eventually we found out that, you know, we were going to need to be a bigger, you know, better software and go web-based and be a server cloud-based program, just like Facebook or MailChimp. And
rather than just hanging on the back of WordPress, so to speak, as a plugin, right? Yeah.
Because
you know what I love about this so far, and sorry to cut you off, but what I love about this so far is that you created something at very much an MVP, minimal viable product, and you created it because you needed it yourself for your own needs. And then that kind of just spiraled out of control based off of obviously the people that you were serving utilizing that piece of software. And I love that. I love that you created this mainly out of your own needs, because at the end of the day, you know, I always say that our vibe attracts our tribe. So the same type of people that are, you know, or rather the people that are in your communities are going to be the similar type of people to you and what you stand for, what you're all about. And here we are. And, you know, like you've already built it out and you've got 100 people on and now you're starting to talk to them. And now you realize that you've got to take it to the next level. You've got to be a bit bigger. What happens next?
Yeah. So we basically realized that with being a WordPress plugin, you have all these limitations. One, you're on somebody else's server. I'm giving the software to somebody and I'm hoping that they're on a great server. Most likely they're on a shared server. So I'm limited to how many people could be on the webinar. And then they think it's a software when really it's just your server can't handle that many people at one time. You can't integrate chat because, you know, you have to have certain programming languages like Ajax and things like that to have things refresh. You can't. There's just so many things we couldn't do with a plugin, and we just said, okay, we need to get out of that system. So we kind of closed it up, and at that time we had a few beta launches. So we opened it up to another 100 people. We closed it. So at that point we had around 350 beta users, and then we said to them, okay, you know, we're going to be going to the lab for the next 6 months, and we're going to be working on this software, and it's going to be bigger and better and so much better. You can continue to use it as a WordPress plugin, but we didn't sell it anymore. And we just really just went to town. One of the challenges we had is just finding the right team, not only in terms of getting the right developers, the right designers, but also getting the right personnel on customer service. One of the companies that I love is Buffer. Because Buffer is completely remote, but they have great customer service. So I really wanted to model our business customer service off that. I want people that have that great kind of attitude, and that takes some time. And then on top of that, you know, we wanted to build a great software that was easy to use. That was our number one thing: easy to use, it's effective, and it's easy for people just to run a great high converting webinar. And then we launched in April of 2015. Which we opened to the public again, and everybody grandfathered in. The beta users became lifetime members, and we've just been improving it ever since April, and it's just been incredible to just see it in action, seeing the feedback from our users, especially users that use it quite often, improving things within a week. I mean, our first 3 months, we had user update emails go out every week. We had new integrations, new, you know, features, things like that. So we've been really happy with the progress. I have to say, in all honesty, Chris, software has been the hardest business I've ever run. I've run retail, run physical businesses. I've run, you know, I had my own clothing line. I had, you know, I have a $100 MBA. I have a podcast, but software is just a different beast. And
it kind of doesn't surprise me. I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I mean,
yeah.
The people that I know that are in that business, they always say that it's probably the hardest, you know, type of business that they have been involved in, or that they've run or set up, or the marketing, or whatever the case may be. And let's not beat around the bush. Even within the webinar realm of the online sort of SaaS type products that are out there, webinar, I mean, there's a lot of webinar software out there. So how did you sort of say to yourselves, well, we need to obviously differentiate ourselves from the rest of the noise within this particular niche? What did you do now that you've sort of, you've been going for a while, and you put on the Webinar Ninja Live event, which I want to get into in a minute. But I mean, like, you know, this is more than just a piece of software now. This is a brand. It's an entity on its own. It's a bit of a movement at the same time, a bit of a mission. You know, like, how did you decide, or what did you decide were going to be your differentiating factors?
So I do this exercise anytime I'm thinking about starting something new, whether it's a product or a course, or for this example, Webinar Ninja, the software. And the exercise is very simple. I recommend anybody to try this if they're doing a launch, is I just sit down for about 30 minutes and I write down what is what does this thing look like when it's successful? What does this product look like when it's successful? In my own mind, what does it have? What is it? What's the experience? What do people feel about it? What do they say about it? You know, and I just write down like a brain dump in an Evernote. And then I just close that chapter. I say, okay, that's what I want, right? And then I go and I say, okay, I do a little research. I say, who are my competitors? I go down all my competitors, 1, 2, 3, 4. I usually do like the top 3 or 4 competitors. And I spend about 30 to 40 minutes on their websites. And I just look at their websites and I do the same thing. I just take down notes of what they're all about. What do people say about them? What are their advantages? What are the things that the vibe I get from them?
Right, right.
And I take down those notes for each one. And I don't go back to their websites again. And it's important because I like to see things in my own words, my own experience, the way I perceive that company. And I just have that note doc, right? And I know my competitors. I know what they look like. And it's very, for me, I think this is very healthy in my own experiences. For me, it's very important for you not to constantly go back and look at your competitors' websites and constantly, because you're going to get influenced by that. You know, when it's out of sight, out of mind is very true. Because if you keep looking at your competitors, you're going to start looking like your competitors subconsciously. You're going to start creating a product that looks very similar, right?
That's an interesting point. Yeah, I mean, if you spend too much time looking at one thing for a while, it's almost like becomes ingrained into your skull, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a perfect example of this that people refer Apple all the time, but Apple's so innovative because they're not trying to copy Windows. They're not trying to see what they're doing and trying to keep up. They're just doing something completely different. And you can see now, if you've ever been to a Windows store, it looks just like an Apple store. Like, it's just the reverse. So I just look at my notes from that point on. And we really felt that one of the reasons why I wanted to run this actual software business is because I really felt like webinars have a bad name. Unfortunately, it has kind of a scammy marketing type of situation going on with it. And a lot of people kind of think it's synonymous with like people that are just like trying to push sales on them. And it's not really synonymous with content marketing. Right. And I really thought that's a shame because I think at the root of webinars is a great lesson, is a great value. It's great teaching and learning. And we wanted to become the people at the forefront of that. And that's kind of how we differentiate ourselves, not only in terms of making the software easy to use and make sure that your webinar is interactive and it's all about teaching and learning. And part of the reason why people join Webinar Ninja is because we offer a lot of training on how to teach and how to sell without feeling sleazy or scammy or all that stuff. And we create pages that are very driven to make sure that you represent your brand. It's all customizable. At the same time, it looks clean and professional. So we really had that angle in terms of branding of like being the content marketing brand where you're building trust with your audience, you're giving them value, you know, that kind of 90% value, 10% talk about your products and services. In fact, one of our beta users is Michael Port, and Michael Port introduced to our community this great strategy he does for sales. And it became kind of like a movement in our group where he doesn't do any sales on his webinars, but he automatically registers them to a webinar the next day that's all about the product. So he says to them, hey guys, at the start of the webinar, I have a product. It's called Heroic Public Speaking. It guarantees you'll be a better public speaker, but we're not going to be talking about that today. Today we're going to talk about this topic, how to, you know, cure your stage fright in 5 steps, whatever that topic is.
Right.
And then if somebody interjects and says, well, is this going to be covered in the course? Well, actually, we're not talking about the course today. Tomorrow you're automatically registered to this webinar that is all about that course. Today we're just going to be covering this topic, right? And what happens is,
so it's almost playing a bit of a takeaway right there, isn't it, at the end of the day, right?
That's one. And then two, people have their guard down. They're kind of like, okay, I can relax. I'm not going to get like hoodwinked into a sale or something like that, right? I can learn. And then what happens is that the next day when he runs that webinar, or they can hang on, or they can do a second webinar or whatever it is, he could sell all he wants. That's why they're there. You know, he could go in there and say, okay, this is what the product is. This is what it costs. This is what the offer is. This is what it includes. It's just like this full demo. And no one can say anything because that's what they're expecting. And it's all about being transparent and expectations. So we wanted to build a software that supports that mentality, supports that kind of strategy. Because most people online, the reason why they're going online is because they don't really know how to be a good salesperson in person. You know, you're a great salesperson in person, and that's something that comes naturally to you. It's something you've probably worked on for years. You know Matthew Kimberly. He's a guy that's really good at sales. But most people, the reason they have an online business is because they're intimidated by that, and that's why they don't do webinars.
Sure.
So we wanted to kind of break that seal and full transparency. If they know how to sell, if they have a software that supports that, then they're going to see an ROI and they're going to love the software. And they're going to say, oh my gosh, this investment is nothing because I'm going to make sales every time I run a webinar.
Right.
So that's kind of how we kind of developed our brand. We also differentiate with our features, how easy it is to use. You know, we keep our ear to the ground with our customers. Obviously, not all feedback is equal. We try to take as much feedback as possible. If you're asking me for an integration for an email software that really is not that popular, I'd rather take that effort and use it for something else, but I'll give you a solution in the meantime. But the point here is that we're always listening. We're trying to find what's best for our users, and we usually update and upgrade in a quick turnaround. That's kind of how I've run things. I kind of feel like if I focus on the value I'm trying to offer and not really worry about everybody else, I can really deliver on that.
I mean, the one thing for me that I was wanting when I was starting to do the webinars that we're doing as part of the Upreneur membership deliverables every month was the ability that when I'm on live with the rest of my folks, the ability for those guys and to be able to chat via text with each other in real time. And we were using GoToWebinar, and it just wasn't possible. It wasn't possible to do it. They could ask me questions, they could send through some comments to me, but they couldn't physically chat with each other. And so, you know, when I chatted with you about that and you were like, oh, we can do that. For me, it was like a slam dunk. It was the easiest sale you've probably ever made in your life, because it's just that one feature that I wanted as the guy putting the webinar on that I wasn't getting in one area or from one provider rather that another one can give me. Well, obviously, I'm going to sign up, aren't I? It's that simple.
And for us, I mean, that rides on the backbone of the company of being an interactive type of platform, because sure. For me as a teacher, I know that we learn by doing. We learn by being interactive. If you're just sitting there passive and you can't interact with other people, can't interact with the teacher or the webinar host in this case, then you're really kind of like watching a video. You're not utilizing the power of the webinar. That's the point of the webinar, is to be interactive. I mean, in my webinars, I'm constantly like, you know, getting them engaged. You know, I even just do funny things and just say, hey, if you're feeling what I'm saying, you know, just, you know, write yes in all caps in the chat so I can see you there and just see like a whole stream of yeses. It just gets people pumped, you know, and I ask questions. We you know, even at the start, I ask like silly questions like what's your favorite dessert or what's a great book you've read recently, things like that. And I just want to get to know them. And like the reason why I do that is because that's the whole point. The whole point is to build trust so they can see that not only that you're a normal person, you're a likable person, you could build trust through your actual content so they can see you as an authority. And also, they want to say, hey, if I buy from this person, they're going to actually respond to me. They're interactive. They're not like hiding behind the screen.
Sure.
You know, and that's kind of puts their guard down and also puts down it kind of has a risk reversal. Like they kind of feel like, oh, if I buy and I'm not happy with it, then I could talk to somebody.
Okay. So this is all great. I love this stuff. So let's go a little deeper then. Let's say we're putting together our first webinar. Obviously, Webinar Ninja makes it very easy for us to be able to create a registration page, to be able to collect email addresses, to be able to get people interested and hyped up for it. You've got text-based, image-based, you've got video-based registration pages and thank you pages and all that stuff. And that's great. And guys, honestly, you just got to go, you know, we're going to give you a special link later on, but you just got to go to that special link and check it all out. We're not going to go into super detail with that right now. But what I do, or what I am rather interested in, is like, how do you start planning your first webinar, Omar? I mean, you've done so many of these now. Let's say that you're an expert on dog walking and you want to do your first ever webinar on how to walk a dog properly. Like, what do you do? What do you start planning and how and what and maybe what tools do you use to be able to put together a decent webinar other than just Webinar Ninja, obviously?
That's a great question. And it's probably the question, because if you know what you're going to teach, you know what you're going to offer in the webinar, then it's a no-brainer. Like, okay, I'm not nervous anymore because I have a plan. So the step one would be you got to get very specific about the problem you're solving. You're a great dog walker, but what issue do you have with dog walking? Is it, you know, are your leashes getting tangled? Are the dogs barking at random strangers? Are you having a problem, you know, booking your clients in a fashion so you can get all the dogs at one time instead of one dog off, one dog on, whatever? So you got to get very specific. So
I love the way you're rolling with the punches here.
You gave me a very difficult example.
Dude, I mean, you could literally put together a dog walking product right now just for those three horrible issues right there. But no, again, guys listening in, you know I only bring on smart people on this show. Okay, Omar, carry on. Keep rolling with it. I love it.
So you get specific. So whatever that specific problem is. So let's say, for example, the problem is that you can't book your clients in sequence. You know, you want to have three dogs at a time and you want to make sure you can book it properly. So let's say solve your booking problems in your dog walking business. That's a specific problem, right? You just narrow it down to that specific problem. Once you have that problem written down on a piece of paper or on Evernote or whatever, just open up any PowerPoint type of software, either PowerPoint, Keynote. And if you don't have either one for any reason, Gmail has a great alternative called Slides. You know, if you have a Gmail account, you have access to Slides, Docs, and Sheets, which is basically like Excel. So Slides is just like a Keynote or PowerPoint.
Yep.
And what I want you to do is take that specific problem and break it down into steps to solve that problem or tips, or insights. So you could do like 5 tips or 4 steps. Don't make it 17 because you don't want this webinar to be 4 hours. So try to keep it as concise. And the reason why also you don't want to make it 17 is, this is a little trick from teaching, is that one of the ways to make sure people get a win out of your webinar is to make sure that it's concise. If it's too long, they won't remember step one. Like if you have 7 steps or 9 steps or 25 steps, it's hard to remember step one if you've gone through so many steps. So it's not only about comprehension, it's also about retention. You want to make sure they can retain the information. So you just break it down into steps and you create a slide for each step. Let's say for a second, 5 steps to having a better booking system for your dog walking business. And you just have a slide for each step and you could break it down into like sub little points. So you can be able to just walk through those steps. You can have an opening slide, which I like to do, which is just, this is what we're going to cover. We're going to have a little Q&A. We're going to have, you know, the 5 steps. And then I'm going to talk about my product that can take you to the next level if you're interested. And the whole point of that opening slide is just to be transparent with people. Hey, this is what you're getting into. This is what we're going to talk about. You know, we're going to be teaching most of the time, but at the end, you know, guys, I have a product that can help you out if you're serious about solving this problem. If you want to take it to the next level, you want to download my templates and my registration thing and whatever, you could do that. And then at the end, you can have an end slide that talks about your product and the offer you're going to have. So that would be like step 2, is putting it all together. Step 3, you got to actually create the webinar. And this is where Webinar Ninja comes in, where you actually create the registration pages and the replay pages. And, you know, when I walk you through it, Chris, it's 5 minutes. You just go through all the steps, you hit save, it's all done. And then you have to get people there. You got to market your webinar, which is step 4. Now that you have a webinar and a webinar link to send people to. So there's so many things you could do to market your webinar. And I'm going to just mention 3 or 4 that probably a lot of people listening have never thought of, but it's a real game changer when people start using them. And they're all free, by the way. Number 1 is you got to start at home, which means your website. You have a website that gets organic traffic from Google. People are there because they're checking our blog or you're on their newsletter. So put it on your homepage. Put it somewhere on your homepage or on a dropdown or something like a little banner on top that says, I'm doing a webinar on this day, register here. Have a button to the link that links to your webinar registration page, and you're going to get organic signups that people have never heard about this webinar. Obviously, you want to email your list. Let them know about your webinar. Let them know what you're teaching. Tell them what you're doing. You can write a blog post about it, by the way. You can write a blog post explaining what you're going to be teaching and get people hyped up about it. Like, make it an event, you know? Another thing I love to do is on Facebook or Twitter or any social media platform, instead of saying, hey, I'm doing a webinar on this topic, I ask them, what problems are you having booking clients in your dog walking business? And I get them to tell me, I'm having this problem, I'm having that problem. And they give me my curriculum. They give me exactly what I'm going to teach. And what happens is that those who chime in and get engagement, and Facebook is easy to kind of get engaged, they've kind of subconsciously committed to going to the webinar because they want to find out if you're going to answer their question, right?
Then
after that, you can just plug in and say, hey, by the way, guys, I'm doing a webinar in 3 days or 4 days, and this is the link, register here. So get social with social media. I mean, there's so many other ways I can list, but just you want to make sure that you have a crowd in there. And once you're in there, you just fire up Webinar Ninja, you run the webinar. If you're selling a product, you could just, again, be transparent about it, give them an offer. Another big piece of advice if you're going to be selling, and you'll agree with this, Chris, because I know that you're a big proponent of this, is you got to be proud of your work. You can't be somebody who's not that's afraid to talk about your product. You know, you worked really hard on that product or that service. You know, give them a demo. Show them what it's all about. You don't have to say something. You don't have to sell them. You have to cajole them. Just, you know, be proud about it. Because if you're confident, they'll be confident. So there's nothing wrong with being proud. You know, I'm actually doing this call in Australia, and Australians are not, they hate this. They don't like being proud because they have like the whole tall poppy syndrome. But they get it. When I teach them this, they get it. They're like, yeah, you're right. I do have to kind of like show that I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I think a lot of the time as well, I mean, and Aussies and Brits, I mean, we're both sort of quite conservative in our own different ways, very different ways in some cases. But, I mean, it's like we even, I think a lot of the time actually, based on the people that I coach as well, not just inside of Youpreneur, but people that I've coached before in the past when I've done one-on-one coaching, is a lot of the time, it's just a sheer lack of self-bloody confidence, man. You know, it's like they know it. They know that they know it better than most people. And they know that there are people out there that are quite happy to pay for their time or to learn from them or to hang out with them or whatever the case may be. And you put them into a social environment, say like a meetup at a conference or something, and they'll give advice out for free until the cows mm-hmm. come home. But you tell them to run a webinar and collect email addresses and have a $500 product to sell at it, they come out in a rash. You know, mm-hmm. they'll be given exactly the same info, the exact same advice, yet because it's more of a structured environment and, you know, they know they've got a little bit of a pitch to do at the end, or they know that they've got to handle a bit of a tech at the same time, they just freak out. And I think it's just a lack of confidence. Lack of confidence in themselves, lack of confidence in utilizing the software because maybe they've not done it enough so far, or lack of confidence maybe in just selling in general. And yeah. that, you know, that comes with time. There's no way at all that you can become a better salesperson other than just to sell. You've got to sell and sell and sell and sell, and you'll figure out what works and what doesn't. And you've obviously figured that out yourself. So, all right, so we've done our first webinar. It's gone okay. We had a good crowd turn up, and you know, it could be anything from 20 people to 1,000 people, depending on what you're selling and what you want to do and all the rest of it. How do we potentially maybe re-engage with people? Let's say there's two groups of people we want to talk about here, and this is where I want to get into just a little bit more nuts and bolts before we wrap things up here a bit, is let's say people that registered but didn't show up, and then the flip side, those who showed up but didn't buy. Mm-hmm. What could we do to kind of re-engage those two different groups of people?
So first of all, those who registered and didn't show up, you know, inside of Webinar Ninja, you can actually send emails directly to them. Like we actually filter out who actually showed up to the webinar or not. We collect all these stats, conversion rates, attendance rates, all these things. That makes it easier for you to actually send out a specific email to this person. And even your notifications that go out to your webinar, like if you're doing a replay, we actually send a different notification to those who attended and those who did not attend. So you don't look like, hey, it looks like you missed the webinar, but they came.
Right. So the good news in ultimately then within the software itself is that you can still either get them to catch the replay, or at the absolute worst case scenario, you can still give them a pitch, but you do it in written exactly. format via an email.
So what I like to do, those who didn't attend, you know, I kind of give them a little short email and say, hey, you know, you missed out on this webinar. You know, we have a replay page. I only do the replay for 48 hours. That's just my choice, but you can set it whatever you want in Webinar Ninja.
Sure.
And I say to them, listen, you know, this is what we covered. This is just like, I don't want to spoil it, but this is like the tip of the iceberg. You know, plus we show you how easy it is just to get started with webinars, and we give you a special offer. Instead of me telling you about it, why don't you watch it? And I give them a replay page, right? And a replay link. And then they go ahead and they watch it. And we actually convert pretty well off the replay. You know, off webinars, we do between 20 to 30%, depending on how warm or cold that lead is. And then on the replay, we actually convert higher than the industry average at 8 to 10%. So it's all about how well you kind of introduce that replay to them. For those who don't buy, even after the replay, you know, we have integrations with all your email you know, systems like Infusionsoft or ActiveCampaign or ConvertKit or all that stuff.
AWeb or whatever, so, right. Okay.
Yeah. So what I do is they get on my list automatically, and I have a separate list for those who have gone to my webinars. And I give them a series of just incredible, valuable emails. One comes with an ebook. The other one comes with a free 7-day course. The other one comes with like a manifesto they can download. Another one comes with like an open invitation for them to email me directly and ask me any questions. So I just give them like these value bomb after value bomb. Like, and they spread out I guess those four or five emails would be spread out amongst a month, against a month. And what I do is I do this just to keep the relationship warm. And I almost get to the point where they're so like, I feel indebted to this person. They've given me so much value. Like when I'm ready to buy and I can buy, I'm not going to look. I'm not going to shop around. I'm going to go to this person. And that's my whole kind of philosophy, is that the reason why you follow up is just so you keep the relationship warm. So you're always in sight in mind. It's kind of like you can't ask a friend that you didn't speak to 5 years ago, you know, for 5 years or something, to drive you to the airport, or like to, you know, to get them to help you move. Like, who are you? Like, I don't remember you. So you just keep it warm. And then after a month or so, or even sooner, if I'm doing a promotion, I'll give them another email and say, hey, by the way, if you're ready to get started with your webinar, your first webinar, you know, here's a great promotion, here's a great code. And I actually let them know, hey, when you become a member, you have 60 days to decide. So I want you to be successful, run a few webinars, make some money with it, get an ROI. And we'll have a dedicated, you know, customer service rep that helps you out to help you set you up. So I kind of like just let them know that we got their back. And then I'm just a true believer, just because of the way I've run my businesses, is that everybody's going to make a decision to buy sooner or later. My job is to make sure they decide to buy from me. And that's all I do with the follow-up sequence, is to make sure that when they do buy, they buy from me.
I love that. I love that. Man, there's so much gold. I mean, you know, like when you talk with someone, you could just keep going for hours and hours and hours on this stuff. And we've obviously got to know each other pretty good over the last couple of years. But yep. I mean, it's golden stuff. And I think you guys tuning in, if you attach this episode right here, along with last week's episode with Tim Page, all about building your email list in a number of different ways, and then going all the way back to episode, all the way back, but a couple of weeks back, or a couple of months back, to rather episode 136 with Amy Porterfield, where we were talking about paid list building. Man, that's like a hat trick of, like, that's a hat trick right there. That's golden stuff right there. Omar, there's so many different ways we could wrap this up, but I want to talk very quickly, maybe a little bit selfishly as well, for a couple of reasons. Number one, because I missed it, but number two, because I put on my own events throughout the course of the year, as you well know. You did Webinar Ninja Live, what, 3-4 months ago or whatever it was?
Yeah, September, yeah.
And it was a big success. It sold out. You're doing it again next year. Tell us a little bit about sort of the experience of putting on a live event based around your product and your community.
It was an awesome experience. I mean, you know firsthand how awesome a live event is. And for me, I didn't expect it to be as awesome as it was, because, you know, you're working, you have your head down, you're planning it, you're building it, you're getting to the venue, you're making sure you're selling tickets, you're making sure that you're adding value, you're getting the speakers all lined up, you're making sure that they're all on the same page and they understand what's expected of them and what they're expecting from us and all that stuff. So when it actually happened, it was just so much fun. I had such a great day, and it was just a great crowd.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful just to get in person with our users, as well as the new users. People are interested in doing webinars. And I was so happy that we did it, because one, we realized, Nicole and I realized, hey, you know, there is no conference on webinars. No one's doing anything about this. And webinars are so powerful. I think it'd be great for people just to get together and share strategies, and maybe even just share contacts. I could do a webinar for you, do like, you know, joint venture webinars and things like that with each other. And it was just a great crowd, and it was a lot of fun. I thought it was just a great environment. We had a very specific kind of agenda on that day, because we just wanted to make sure that, you know, the speakers didn't go on too long, but at the same time, they gave enough value that was specific. And we had a very different speakers from different worlds, different businesses. We have people that were hardcore internet marketers, we had people that were public speakers, we had people that were in crowdfunding, like Clay Bear, who's speaking. So we just kind of wanted to get expertise from different angles and different perspectives, because I'm the kind of person that, even if I'm not into that crowd, or I don't really know too much about them, I really feel like if a strategy works well in one industry, it's pretty much going to work in somewhere else. And it probably work even better because no one's using it in the industry.
Right.
So I just wanted to kind of do a little bit of a mixing of industries at the conference. So it was a blast, man.
I'm glad you had such a great time. You know, putting on an event is not easy. And I mean, you know, with every extra 10 people that you plan for, it becomes tougher and tougher and tougher. And, you know, particularly also if you want to make, you know, let's not beat around the bush. we want to over-deliver, don't we? You know, we want people to walk away and say, wow, that was worth way more than the $500 ticket or whatever it ends up being. And obviously with Tropical Think Tank every year in the Philippines, you know, there's a $4,000 plus price tag. Mm-hmm. We know all about over-delivering and the stress that that brings. So, yeah.
And I think for 100%. You, what's amazing about your event is that people keep coming back. People love to talk about, you know, TTT is crazy how people love it. And I think what's so brilliant about it is that it's really hard to quantify the vibe of the actual conference. The reason why they love it so much is because it has such a great experience. The vibe was amazing. They felt supported. They've gotten so many great ideas. They have friends for life. They've built these bonds. Like, you can't do that really online. You know what I'm saying? No. That's what I love about a live event is that there's this like X factor that you just can't get. It's like those people that go to your events, like, that's it. You guys are best friends forever. That's it. Like, that's how it is. And it's just incredible because you look back at it after it's all said and done. It's like, wow, that was a lot of work, but man, was it worth it.
Sure, absolutely. I couldn't agree more with you. Well, look, man, I want to wish you all the best with everything you're doing with Webinar Ninja. I'm a converter and a believer, and I think that you're doing great, and you and Nicole both obviously know exactly what you're doing and how you're doing it, and more importantly, you know who you're serving. And I think that's the biggest lesson here above and beyond everything else, is to listen to your audience, listen to your customers. They'll tell you how they want your product or your service to grow. And you've done that, and you're doing a remarkable job. So a virtual high five goes to you, all right?
Thanks, Chris. I really appreciate it. And we're awesomely excited that you're with us. And we also just love being associated with people like you, because it's just a testimony of, like, you're part of this community, and you're part of people that are like-minded, that are doing good things, that are selling the right way, that are, you know, adding value to our community. And again, to go back, I mean, that was the whole reason why we did this, is just to really claim back, you know, business online again, and say, hey, you know, there's a right way to do this, and this group here is doing it.
Love it. I love it, man. All right. Well, look, you guys tuning in, this is what I want you to do. I want you to do two things. Number one, I want you to make sure you check out the show notes. We mentioned a lot on this show. So head over to chrisducker.com/episode143. Okay, first and foremost. And on that page, you're going to see a link to Webinar Ninja direct from chrisducker.com, my affiliate link. Yes, I'll get a little bit of beer money if you end up buying, so thank you. You can go to chrisducker.com/Webinar Ninja. Okay, that's chrisducker.com/Webinar Ninja. You can type that into your URL. You'll get forwarded direct, or just click through on the show note page. If you're serious about webinars, and you're going to be seeing me personally do a lot of webinars in 2016, not just as part of the Upreneur mastermind, you know, monthly deliverables, but also public webinars, teaching people, getting more involved from a coaching perspective, something I've been wanting to do for a while. They're coming your way. So look out for those and those notifications inside your inboxes regardless. But if you are serious about wanting to get on board the webinar steam train, I suggest you head over to Webinar Ninja and check it out properly, because I know it's going to serve you well. Omar, you are a rock star, and you're probably about as big of a Michael Jackson fan as I am. So we have that in common as well, brother.
That's true. And actually, I sent you a little surprise about Michael Jackson. So check your inbox.
you see, look, when did you do that? I had no idea.
Just before we got on the call, so you don't check your email beforehand.
I love this stuff. All right. Well, thanks again for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Take care.
And you guys, thank you one more time for tuning in to Upreneur FM. I often say there's a lot of podcasts that you could be tuning into to learn how to build your business in a more smart, savvy manner. But you picked this one right now today. And for that, I'm very, very thankful. I'll be back at you again next week. Until then, be kind to each other. Bye-bye for now.
It's the idea of an entrepreneurial community where you get to learn from the best in the business,
as well as rub shoulders,
gain support,
have access to immediate feedback,
as well as nonstop accountability from your peers, is something that excites you. Then visit upreneur.com for more information
and to get started on building a business you can truly be proud of
today. That's upreneur.com. We'll see you
on the inside.